At 6:06, we have a few clouds, 50 degrees in Tulsa, warming only to 57 today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The Tulsa International Airport will begin work on runway renovation this winter. The airport's Alexis Higgins says this winter they will work on the area where the two runways at TIA intersect.
Starting in January through June, we need 12 to 14 weekends where we have good weather, where they're able to take a strip of concrete that's about the length of a football field long by a quarter of a football field wide. We'll take that concrete out in one weekend, replace it, give it time to cure, and then open the runway back up by Monday afternoon.
Last winter, the airport did the main north-south runway at Tulsa International. Oklahoma Auditor Gary Jones says some elected officials in our state qualify for retirement benefits that are more than their salary. It's because of a benefit created by the state legislature back in 1988. Jones says the law has cost Oklahoma more than $1 billion since it was passed. Despite being overturned in 2011, there are many officials elected before that date that still receive the higher benefits. State lawmakers are told that Oklahoma needs a mental health safety net. The Northern and Southern Resource Centers are slated to close, and State Representative Mike Jackson says DHS needs to rethink that move and not close the mental health facilities.
You completely eliminate all the beds that you have in your system, then you've basically handed the keys over to an outside party. And I don't think that that is good from a policy perspective. I don't think that that is good from a financial perspective.
Jackson worries that if the state has no other options, that the providers will be constantly hiking their rates. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt says he has directed the state's multi-county grand jury to probe the various allegations of wrongdoing by officials in Rogers County. The investigation will include topics in a grand jury petition that was signed by more than 8,000 Rogers County residents, as well as issues raised by the district attorney. Well, following last weekend's shooting spree at a Hmong celebration in Far East Tulsa, look for security to be tightened at future events.
So for the future, we plan to have tighter security and more security around our functions.
That is Linda Lohr with the Hmong Association of Oklahoma. Five people were shot at an event back on October 12th. Charges have now been filed in that case. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a small earthquake has been recorded near Enid. The USGS says the 3.1 magnitude quake was recorded at 4:17 a.m. yesterday, about 75 miles northwest of Oklahoma City. The July windstorm that raked the Tulsa area is now just a memory. The cleanup has been completed. However, City Councilor Karen Gilbert wants to know how much it cost the city to clean up that mess.
I would like to know how much we actually spent in that cleanup without using FEMA dollars that we did have to dip into the reserve.
The numbers are being compiled. The city did not qualify for federal disaster aid for the cleanup as it did following the 2007 ice storm. Our weather forecast, a chance of showers and much cooler today, a high of 57. Our normal is 72. Tonight, it'll be clear and cold, down to 39 for an overnight low. More seasonal tomorrow, sunny with a high of 71. And on Wednesday, sunshine and a high of 68. National Weather Service radar shows showers southeast of us this morning, right along Interstate 40 between Fort Smith and Henrietta. Right now, a few clouds and 50. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.